Federal judge stops Biden agencies from opening Obamacare to illegal aliens. By John Binder on December 10, 2024. A federal judge has halted President Joe Biden's plans to open the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, to illegal aliens enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. In May, Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris announced a final rule to open Obamacare rolls to some DACA illegal aliens enrolled in the program. Former President Barack Obama first created the DACA program via executive order, shielding more than a million illegal aliens from deportation through the years. On Monday, District Judge Daniel Traynor granted a preliminary injunction and stay to ensure that Biden's agencies cannot implement such plans while the issue makes its way through federal court. This decision is a big win for the rule of law. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, R., who led the lawsuit, said in a statement. Congress never intended that illegal aliens should receive Obamacare benefits. Indeed, two laws prohibit them from receiving such benefits. The Biden administration tried to break those laws. But we fought back and defeated the Biden Justice Department. Emphasis added. Alabama, Arkansas, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Florida, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia had joined Kansas in the lawsuit against the Biden-Harris administration. This expansion of Obamacare to illegal aliens once again shows the Biden administration's contempt for the law. Immigration Reform Law Institute, IRLI, Executive Director Dale Wilcox said. Like DACA itself, this expansion is a usurpation of power by an executive that opposes the will of the people as expressed in duly enacted laws, and arrogantly purports to rewrite the law itself, Wilcox said. We are pleased the court saw how starkly unlawful Biden's rule is, and struck it down. The preliminary injunction is particularly significant as President-elect Donald Trump is expected to throw out the final rule once taking office in January of next year. Prior cost estimates have suggested that should about 100,000 DACA illegal aliens enroll in Obamacare, it would cost American taxpayers about $300 million annually. Other estimates have put the annual financial burden at about $2.8 billion. In his 2012 State of the Union address, Obama vowed to Americans that illegal aliens would not be eligible for Obamacare, to which Representative Joe Wilson, RSC, shouted, "You lie." The case is Kansas v. United States, No. 1:24-CV00150 in the U.S. District Court of the District of North Dakota. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.